AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Republicans blocked the formation of a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol, a failed effort by supporters of then-President Donald Trump to stop the certification of President Biden's election. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Our democracy has long endured because leaders of good faith, even if they disagreed, even at political cost, shared a fidelity to the truth. Not so today.
The vote was 54 to 35, short of the 60 votes needed to end the filibuster and take up a House-passed bill that would have formed a 10-member bipartisan commission. Schumer adds the Republicans, for some reason, fear Trump.
Donald Trump is a bane to our democracy. And unless people in his own party stand up to him, it's bad for the party, it's bad for those individuals, but most of all, it's bad for the country.
Six Republicans voted with the Democrats to move forward. 11 senators, including 9 Republicans, missed the vote. President Biden marks the start of Memorial Day weekend at Joint Base Langley near Washington.
My message to all of you is quite simple. Thank you. Thank you. Not thank you for your service, just thank you for who you are, because it's contagious. Thank you for choosing a selfless service to your country.
Biden calls the military the backbone of the nation. In Iowa, Christian Bahena Rivera, a farm laborer, has been convicted of first-degree murder in the 2018 abduction and stabbing death of a University of Iowa student. Molly Tibbetts disappeared while out for a run in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. Bahena Rivera claimed that 2 mystery men killed Tibbetts but forced him to drive them and left him with the body. Bahena Rivera faces life in prison without parole. This is AP News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is out with new coronavirus guidelines for children attending camp this summer. AP's Ed Donahue has a rundown.
For kids who are fully vaccinated, the CDC says they don't need to be wearing masks indoors or outdoors. Anyone not fully vaccinated should still wear masks inside and outside when in crowds and in sustained close contact situations. The new guidance comes as the government authorized use of the 2-dose Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. About 2.5 million of the roughly 17 million kids in that age group have gotten at least one shot. The new guidance also says social distancing, staying 3 to 6 feet from others, is recommended for the unvaccinated, but not for the vaccinated. The big question at camps will be, who is vaccinated and who is not?
The markets closed the week with gains. The Dow up 64, the NASDAQ adding 28, and the S&P gained 3. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.